The latest crop report shows the drought continuing to bite across Australian agriculture. The report from the Bureau of Agriculture and Research Economics says rice and cotton crops have been hardest hit by the drought, but the National Farmers Federation says it is hopeful that the new Rudd government can fix the water crisis. Conservation groups aren't so convinced. Bridget Glanville reports.
When the former Howard government announced a $10 billion water management plan and to fix the Murray River earlier this year, conservation groups welcomed the news. Kevin Rudd, then in opposition, cautiously backed it, but the response from the states was mixed. The National Farmers Federation says it's confident the newly appointed Prime Minister Kevin Rudd can tackle the water crisis and convince the states to support it. Ben Farger is the chief executive of the NFF.
In 2004, the National Water Initiative was signed between the states and the Commonwealth and supported by industry, which gives a framework of how we'll price water, value water, secure water, and ensure certainty for the environment and the community and for farmers going forward. It received a lot of support. Since then, the National Plan for Water Security, the $10 billion plan that was announced this year, seeks to accelerate that, and the Labor Party have publicly committed to that plan. We think that's a very welcome move. So we've got support for that plan moving forward. Also importantly, the Labor Party has said that in terms of adjustment or over-allocation, they will look to buy water from willing sellers on just and fair terms, and we think that's important to let the market operate.
As the battle for water continues, the lack of it has been highlighted in the latest crop report from the Australian Bureau of Agriculture and Resource Economics. The report shows cotton plantings are at a 30-year low and rice plantings are at their lowest level since the industry began in the 1920s. Leanne Lawrence is the grains commodity analyst with ABARE.
With the lack of water allocations available to the rice and cotton growers, the area sown to those crops is forecast to be down quite significantly. The rice area, we've got down around 88% to around 2,000 hectares, which is unfortunately the smallest area since the industry began in the early 1920s. And with cotton, again, due to the lack of irrigation water, that area is down around 61% on last year to around 56,000 hectares and, unfortunately, again, one of the smallest areas we've seen in around 30 years.
The new Rudd government plans to return 1,500 billion litres of water to the Murray River over the next 10 years as part of its national water plan. It also says it will spend an extra $400 million on the national water plan on top of the $10 billion over the next 3 years. The Australian Conservation Foundation welcomes both these initiatives but says more needs to be done. ACF spokesman Dr. Paul Sinclair.
The Rudd government has not set clear milestones and targets for returning water to the river system. We have a goal that within 10 years, 1,500 billion litres will be returned. But what we really need is some annual targets and some milestones along the way so that the public can hold governments accountable for returning that water to the river system and delivering what they have promised at the last election campaign.
The Australian Conservation Foundation also says a balance can be struck with all water users.
There is a place for efficient producers from across many different sorts of agricultural industries. So the issue is about the total amount of water that is taken from the river system rather than individual producers. That's the main game. It's not what happens on individual farms so much as the total amount of water that is extracted from the river system. And that issue is just not being addressed by the Commonwealth government currently, and we're looking forward to working with the new government to set targets for returning enough water to the river to make it healthy.
One of the easiest ways to solve the water crisis is for the drought to break. The Bureau of Meteorology has restored some hopes. It's forecasting above average summer rainfall for parts of Queensland and New South Wales.
Bridget Glanville.